This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. And by the way, we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and a satellite. And if you want to get a hold of somebody, we want to say and thank those people that are keeping our country going here. Like, for example, our active duty military, you are always first in our mind, as well as our veterans, as well as our EMS and our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our current people in the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, remember, to be part of the group here, you got to be doing something along the Third Watch, and you can be part of the Captain's Army. And that goes for the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, male and female out there. It goes for the FedEx, for the UPS, and for the great bulk mail haulers that are out there hauling the mail from a bulk mail center to post office and beyond. And, of course, we also have to thank our people at Facebook that take care of our page over there, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show is where you'll find us, and we are in the radio show categories over there. Now, let's not forget that you can find us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. Oh, you can also find us on True Social and Twitter. That's Twitter. And, of course, we are there as the Captain's America. And it says that, Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch. .com. All right, joining us right now from up there in the breezy, cool refinement of northern Florida, it's called Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning.
Mr. Refinement?
Refinement.
Mm-hmm. Refinement.
Yep.
Okay.
And,
all right,
And the comfort of small-town America.
Comfort of small town America, I could go with, and I'll say a little wet for this week, but that's okay.
Oops. Well, you know, we need the rain.
We do. Absolutely, we need the rain.
Send some down here. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words in there, under God, because this great country of ours was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, it has been a horrible week in Texas. Eight people, I guess it was nine counting the shooter, in Allen, Texas. I've been by that outlet mall. It's just a shocker to me that that happened. That's number one. And then number two, what they believe was a drunk driver mowing down a bunch of people, killing at least eight there in Brownsville, Texas.
Yeah, it's, they're not related at all. We should make sure people understand that. And we have to wait for more details to come out about what happened in Allen.
Yeah.
Already the caustic left is coming out trying to co-opt this tragedy for their special interest agenda about confiscating guns. And again, I'm going to give them the same response that I always say. The trigger doesn't pull itself.
Yep.
It's not the gun. It's the person using the gun. So unless we're going to be honest with ourselves and start talking about mental health in this country, the only thing that we can do until the left wants to talk about that subject is to point out that inanimate objects don't shoot themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really do have to start talking about this. Every time there's another mass shooting, we find out that these people have been disturbed for a while, that people have seen that they have been disturbed, but nothing has been done about it. I'm not talking about massive government intervention, but we do need our medical community, especially our psychiatric community, has to stop worrying about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
And start thinking about the medicine and the psychology again.
Mm-hmm.
Because this idea that medicine and psychology and everything that the AMA and the Psychiatric Association has to do with is affected by this idiot DEI movement and racism is nothing more than extremists hijacking two things that used to be leaders in the world. You know, our medical community should still be pressing ahead with being excellent in medicine, not being diverse, inclusive, and promoting equity. So we have to get serious about that. As far as the drunk driver is concerned, I suppose the left will want to make sure that we outlaw cars now because it was a weapon, right?
Yep.
You know, let's confiscate cars now because cars kill people just like guns. Well, that doesn't work, does it? That's why we can't do the knee-jerk politics stuff when we hear tragedies like this.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another, alcoholism is another, it's a disease. We should be looking at it, making sure it's treated.
Yep.
Rather than trying to play the game. So we gotta get our stuff together when it comes to the medical community in this country.
All righty, my man, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more here on the Captain America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8...
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay. But there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank Silvato, for that great lead-in. Now, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss Nissan with all those great stores around the Tampa Bay area. Now, the flagship store for Moss Nissan happens to be in Newport Richey, right there at 1954. Then you move down to Tampa. And down in Tampa, you will find Moss Nissan and Moss Acura side by side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, Florida. And finally, they have the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville. And it is a state-of-the-art store. State Route 50, backed right up almost all the way to the Suncoast Parkway. See them today. Check them out today. See if they'll make you the deal that they've been doing a lot of other folks that we keep hearing about. And let's see. Right now, it would be April. That's the month we're worrying about. And then it'll be May. You'll be able to renew your little device that they have, which lets them know that you're interested, that they'll give you for your vehicle. Otherwise, just keep checking with them, and they'll do what they can. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. And they happen to be part of the You Serve, You Save program. They also happen to be a part of the great Moss Care program, something they invented themselves. So you check it out, see what they have to offer, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Back to Frank Silvato of the USA, let's see, undergroundusa.com, right?
You got it, man.
It takes a while sometimes because I keep wanting to go back to the old days. I do.
No, we're going to have to get you some ginkgo biloba.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I thought about that the other day. Yeah, I used to take that on a regular basis, but maybe it's time to start again. Okay, let's keep going here with what we were talking about, because there's a lot of things going on that kind of override each other, if you will. We talked about the shooting in Texas and the person mowing down the people and all that, and we were just talking about what was going on. You mentioned George Stephanopoulos. Well, you know, never mind him. It's gotten even more diverse than that. They got all these people walking around, and some of them are contributors. They're being paid while they're in incarceration, is my understanding, to report to the news agencies.
Well, yeah, our media today, our mainstream media is so dysfunctional and so sensationalistic and so untrustworthy. And I think polls are actually bearing that out. News media comes in right around lawyer and politician, which is not the best reputation to have when it comes to polls.
Yeah.
We have to have some sort of refinement that is massive and far-reaching in the media, because the people are not being served. At this point in time, the very idea of why they got First Amendment protection should be questioned. In the beginning, our framers and our founders understood that we needed a free press in the United States because it spoke truth to power. It was the check that the public had on the checks and balances that are used in government. The media was supposed to be shining the light into the corners to find out where the political roaches were, to use an ugly metaphor. Today they've got a seat at the power table, so they're in on it. If they want to find someone to say something so they can point to them, they'll go out and find them. Mm-hmm. It's no longer about who, what, when, where, and you know why and how. It's about, okay, we need to find someone who can validate the narrative that we want to shop to the people so that we could provide cover for the people that actually come on and give us the sensationalistic headlines. You know, we would have had Epstein's List if we had an honest press. We would have known about Harvey Weinstein if we had an honest press. We would have had an in-depth investigation into Hunter Biden before the election if we had an honest press. Instead, they're digging up stuff on the non-preferred candidate and trying to shop that. It's been going on for almost 7 years now.
Mm.
So, you know, to think that you're getting any kind of an honest coverage on an issue that's legitimately in-depth with legitimate sources, you have to question everything.
Right.
All the time. Especially when it comes to anything that is connected to politics.
Okay. Now, I'm going to go to the phone line because we have got on the phone Bagabin Bob. So, Bagabin Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. As far as the shootings and stuff in Texas, maybe if a few more people had more guns out among them, they would have stopped this guy to start with, as done by what they call the sheepdog concept, meaning that few good, honest people that have guns can stop those that, and they wouldn't know that they had them and stuff like that. The second thing I want to ask Frank is, does he think the Congress is going to, on the budget thing, do you think that Republicans are going to cave and give in and make a bad deal? Or do you think they're actually going to try and force some real spending cuts and have the fortitude to resist pressure? All right, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, Frank, you got a plate full.
We have seen in Texas before that people with concealed carry stop things. We had a church shooting. The person walked in. There was somebody with a concealed carry, dropped them.
Yep.
You know, we hear that more and more in states that have the sense to have concealed carry or constitutional carry. So that point's being proven at every turn. As far as the budget, of course they're going to cave. They're Republicans. So the first thing that's going to come out of the box is an extension on this. Well, we're going to do a short-term resolution to keep the government open for another month. And Biden's going to keep saying, well, I'm not going to negotiate. And they'll start talking about something unrelated to the budget to try to get something done. And the Republicans will agree to raise the debt ceiling, maybe not to the full extent that they wanted, but it'll keep government open. Maybe what we need is government not to be open.
Well, you know what happened the last time we did that?
Well, they try to blame it, but the fact is anybody with even a quarter of a brain understands that it's not raising the debt ceiling that shuts down government. It's spending to the point where your wallet's empty that shuts down government.
Mm-hmm.
If you or I maxed out our credit card and kept walking into the bank saying, raise my credit limit, the bank would go take a hike.
Yep.
You know, so the government is, it's like a petulant teenager with a platinum card who likes to go out and just party. Dad says, hey, you got to knock it off. You're maxing out your credit card. I can't keep paying this. Well, you have to, Dad. You have to, or I'm going to throw a temper tantrum and say you won't raise the debt ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Would anybody put up with that?
Mm.
No, they wouldn't. So when you hear Democrats screaming they have to raise the debt ceiling or we're going to default, where was Janet Yellen saying you can't spend like this back when Biden was passing trillion-dollar bills?
She was trying to sit up in her chair to be seen.
Yeah, if you're the Treasury Secretary, it's your responsibility to tell the president he can't spend like that. Not walk out and tell Congress they have to raise the debt limit so you can keep spending. This is ridiculous. The American people are taxed beyond belief. The federal government should be able to perform their duties with money left over. But it never happens, ever. The IRS keeps growing in number, and we pay more in taxes. So unless they're going to start, acting fiscally responsible, we need a radical change in the way that we actually fund the federal government. And if it has to come with a consumption tax, with all the vulnerabilities that are there, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But they need to be put on a strict budget when it comes to, hey, A, you can't just print money. As a matter of fact, let's get back to the gold standard.
You want to stick around for another segment?
You bet.
All right, folks. I'll be right back with Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to get Kathy into the mix here. So, Kathy, have at it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Seven are confirmed dead and nearly a dozen others injured after a driver slammed into a crowd of illegal immigrants yesterday. It happened in front of a homeless shelter in Brownsville, Texas.
Police Lieutenant Martin Sandoval says some of the bystanders detained the driver.
It wasn't unknown if the driver was just trying to get out of the vehicle or trying to leave the scene. That is something that the detectives are talking to several witnesses about. If he was trying to leave the scene, of course, that will be another charge.
It's unclear at this time if the incident was intentional.
If it is intentional, there's certain laws that we have to follow, and there's certain rules, and more charges will be pending on him. If it is intentional, we're going to try to see maybe we can seek help from the federal government.
The big story this week is Title 42 expiring, and the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border under Border Czar Kamala Harris becomes inundated by a sea of humanity. Today is officially National Coconut Cream Pie Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. This part of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. Now, the reason I talk about Relief Factor is because I take it. I've taken it every day in the morning to start my day off. We're going on probably 12 years right now, and I never looked back when I started to take it because I knew it had positive factors that would really, really, truly help me. And they do. It's got ingredients in it, namely turmeric, resveratrol, eicharin, and omega-3, that helps to support your body's natural response against inflammation. And inflammation is what predominantly causes the pain that you experience. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on, and it'll do so much as to alleviate pain by going right to the source. So there you go. 100% drug-free. Give it a try. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. It's simply relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. One more time. Relieffactor.com/captain. Okay. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Appreciate you sticking around.
Anytime and always, man.
Now, the nuclear watchdog worries right now are full bore, eyes wide open, on the Ukrainian nuclear plant safety. There is none.
Well, this has been something that's been ongoing since the very beginning. And the Russians are not shy about saying, well, you know, if we're going to be going to war, you're going to be shooting at us, we'll just hit that. We've been through Chernobyl. We know what it's like. You're not going to like it. You know, any country that can use white phosphorus in its bombings and just say, hey, well, it's not banned, we're going to do it anyway, is not a country that's going to care if they hit a nuclear facility or a nuclear waste facility. So, you know, this is one more reason why the world diplomatic corps has to be starting to step in on this, saying it's got to end. Now, obviously, the Biden administration is not up for that task. They don't know how to do it. They don't have the talent to do it. So they should be lobbying any other country that wants to take the lead on that. All the Biden administration knows how to do is put a Ukrainian flag on their lapel and write them a check and give them armaments to the point where we can't defend ourselves here at home.
Mm-hmm.
So if the world is sincerely worried about the nuclear facilities in Ukraine, then the world, and that means a lot of governments, not just six, not just seven, a lot of them have to start applying pressure on what's the new Axis powers here, which are the people who are enabling Russia to do this. China, Iran, North Korea, they should all be pariahs. The world should be looking at that little nexus there is saying it's got to end, and it's got to end tomorrow, or we're going to isolate you, and you four countries can trade amongst yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not with caveat either, but that's not going to happen again here in the United States because, as I said last week, Biden's bought, paid for, and operated by the Communist Chinese Party.
Right.
And once we have an honest investigation into him and his family, it will come out that he is one of the most corrupt presidents we've ever seen, ever. Not just contemporary, ever.
Yep.
When you see how his family was grafting from not only the Ukrainians, but the Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, what is going on in Kentucky at Churchill Downs that we've had 7 racehorses die in the last 10 days.
Well, and if you expand it to the last 30, it's getting up to 19. So quite honestly, you do have to take a look at it. Now, racing is a high-intensity sport. And I know that the 2 horses that were euthanized the morning of the Kentucky Derby, or it was either the morning of or the morning before, had race injuries.
Yeah.
One had a stress fracture of the knee, which could happen anywhere a horse runs. But, you know, when you're pushing an animal to that extent,
mm-hmm.
There's bound to be complications at times.
Yeah.
But even then, 19 is a hell of a lot. So they really should be looking into this. It's a majestic sport. It's an exciting sport, you know. Even if you're not into it, when you're present to watch one, it is exhilarating to watch. The horses are not abused. If you have a good owner and a good trainer and a good facility, you know, those are multi-million-dollar animals. They are taken very well care of. So this rash of fatalities there is concerning, and they need to get to the bottom of it.
Now, we're finding out that Donald Trump Jr. has been warned of payback for backing Tucker Carlson. We're also finding out that Tucker Carlson spoke with Elon Musk, probably about financial backing of some sort, to put together either his own network or a network with Elon Musk. Elon, of course, has been thinking about that for some time.
Well, I don't care for conjecture. And where Elon Musk is concerned, when he's ready to talk about his cutting-edge stuff, he talks about it. He's not shy about it.
Right.
Tucker Carlson's not shy either. But in this day of successful independent journalism, I don't see where you need to start a network. And, just call a spade here. You don't need a network. With technology the way it is today, you can do something that is world-class quality without needing to go through the multi-billion-dollar effort of putting together a news network. Instead of reinventing the wheel, how about we start using wheels?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something that's new and different. You know, Tucker Carlson doesn't need a network brand behind him at this point in his career to move something forward for himself. His mm-hmm. voice, he walked away. When he walked away from Fox, 1.8 million people went the next day with him.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to be an entity of your own. So he should just become an independent journalist. Take, maybe you get Elon Musk to set up a studio for him, but he doesn't need a network. We live in an on-demand world. That's why your program can be heard 24/7, 365 over at your website.
Yeah.
That's why people could go to undergroundusa.com anytime and consume what's there. You know, waiting for 8 o'clock tomorrow night on Fox, that's an antiquated idea. So if Tucker Carlson wants to be Tucker Carlson should be Tucker Carlson. And that's it. He doesn't need Tucker Carlson on the Elon Musk network.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it. It's about the information that you're providing. It's not about the logo that's stamped onto your microphone. You know, because those entities can turn on you in a moment. Look at the what happened to CNN from the beginning until it turned into a propaganda machine.
Right.
Fox was the great hope of the right. And boy, that fell apart like a house of cards. You know, so it's got to be about the information. And right now, I listen to podcasts. I listen to Cheryl Atkinson. I listen to people who've said, you know what, Laura Logan. I listen to people who say, you know what, it's not working. Corporate media is not working. I'm going independent. And I get more good, solid, in-depth information in 30 to 40 minutes than I ever got from 3 hours over at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have to be brave enough to move beyond the machine, because the machine has got everybody's, you know, we're feeding off a propaganda trough, and we have been for, Walter Cronkite was propagandizing about the Tet Offensive. That's how far back it goes.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard yesterday from Senator Mike Lee that the Senate GOP is firmly behind the House debt bill. Does that mean that they're going to have enough votes to pass it?
Well, you still have to have a majority. If Sinema and Manchin aren't on board, you got nothing, baby.
Yep, and of course, we'll keep our eyes on that one. We'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
See you later, Michael.
All right. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Undergroundusa.com. Check him out. In the meantime, I'll be right back with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Kylan. Don't go anywhere.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Tomorrow's News Tonight and Breaking News as It Happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, sometimes you have a weekend like we just had with the Rays and the Yankees, and sometimes you get a bunch of people in the stands, and I don't know what exactly the weekend total was, but it seems to me it had to have been between 80 and 85,000 people, maybe 90,000, for the three games the Yankees were here. It's always that way. But this was something. The Yankees lost one. The Yankees got swept by the, not a sweep, but they got, the series was taken by the Rays, Tampa Bay Rays. What an unbelievable team they've got here. And with that in mind, here he comes, Mr. Sports, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How about them Rays?
I'm telling you, I am so impressed.
Hey, down 6-0 and come back. That shows you the character of a team right there.
Yep.
The team has all the fight in it. They find a way. Either they do it by pitching or they do it by hitting. And it just depends what day it is that they accomplish it. They're just doing great. It's nice to see a little Cinderella story for the Tampa Bay area and for all of baseball to witness. A little bit of Moneyball. I know a lot of people out there have seen that movie and And still watch it when it comes on because it's a neat movie. So very, very enjoyable. A little basketball, Captain. The Suns even the series with the Nuggets. Good series there. Booker and Durant both score 36. So I'm giving them a little credit. And then Reinhardt, the hero, as the Panthers top the Leafs in OT for a 3-0 lead. What could have been? You know, this could have been Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers down there in South Florida playing this, but they couldn't prevail against the Toronto Maple Leafs. It doesn't look like the Maple Leafs are going to prevail against the Panthers. It's very difficult to come back 3-0 in hockey. And, you know, so we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
How about NASCAR yesterday, Captain? Hamlin, boy, he got it the last lap there up in Kansas. So that was pretty cool for him. Good race. Congratulations, Denny Hamlin. A little fight broke out after, though. Chastain hits Gragson with a punch after the race, man. Wow. Right, brings back old days there, Captain. Old Daytona times. That's when NASCAR really got popular, when that happened. And pretty interesting. Captain, you know, the Arizona Cardinals quarterback, Kyler Murray, okay, he's from Allen, Texas, and that's where the mass shooting happened here recently. And, you know, he's just he talked about it, and I respect that young man. It's heartbreaking when it happens in your hometown, Captain. We got to get the people's, you know, hearts and minds, okay, to stop this. I mean, till we get people to have the power of love instead of wanting power, okay, in their minds not working right, we're going to have these issues. So I'm sure you spoke about it, and condolences to everybody out there. So, very important to keep on top of these things, to say the least, Captain. How about the Kentucky Derby Saturday? That was one heck of a race, wasn't it, Matt?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out why they have 7 dead horses in the last 10 days. And Frank was telling me that is 10 in the last 19.
I know.
What is going on?
I hope they're not putting drugs in them that's causing this. I hope and pray that's not it, number one. Number two, if you're training these horses too hard, back off. Okay, you can really make them, you know, run out. The sad part is, Matt, they really do love to run. It's like the greyhounds, okay? They love to run, okay? And I understand PETA wants to protect the animals. I want to protect the animals, but you can't stop something. You can't let something be ruined by a couple bad trainers in anything. Okay, and I don't know why we always do that, Matt. Can you explain that one to me?
I wish I could, but I can't. Human nature, I guess. Human nature.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's have enough common sense to realize, you know, if there's one bad apple out of 100, what, we just say that no more apples? I mean, come on. It's got to stop. I just don't understand that mentality. Like you said, I guess it's human nature, but it's not solving the problem. It's really not. You think it might, but it doesn't. Because if we'll use greyhounds, if they're not running, Captain, and enjoying life, okay, then people, you know, are going to abuse them too. So when it's in a setting of a trainer doing it with 10 of them versus 10 people doing it to one each, you make a bigger deal about it. And I don't get that. Anyway. MLB will be in full slate today, so we will see how they are going to make out today. Late game last night, Captain, let everybody know who, you know, just getting up or just didn't get to hear about it. The Dodgers won 5-2 over the San Diego Padres. It's a good ball game. The Mariners beat the Astros 3-1. Houston's been a little up and down, you know. They're a good team, but that was a good matchup for the Rays when they played the Astros, because that could be your playoffs right there, Captain, the Astros and the Rays. Mm-hmm. Seems like they always do well against the, you know, Rays. You have to work on that, to say the least. Marlins beat the Cubs 5-4. It's a good game. Can you believe the Rays? Still, you know, say it again, Captain. Down by six and come back and win 8 or 7. And Garrett Cole is one heck of a pitcher. So yeah. That's really an accomplishment by the Rays to come back against a guy like that. So,
yep.
Again, just have to talk about that. We have an NHL playoff, the one in full gear right now. So talk a little bit about that. The Kraken, I mean, it's amazing. This expansion team is doing fantastic. They're leading the series 2-1 over the Dallas Stars. And the Devils beat the Hurricanes 8-4. That's your sleeper team right there, man. The Devils, if they can come back, they get on a roll real good. So that's pretty much up to date on the sports of what's going on out there, Captain. You know, and I know before I get off the air with you, just want to let everybody know I can be of assistance in your insurance needs, your health care, finances. Also, as Matt knows, I help out veterans with their benefits. I was at the Vet Center last week, Captain, grand opening. And great job they did out here in East Tampa. Just beautiful. Not too far from the memorial off of 301 and MLK. So really a nice thing that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to bring that up because I'm just...
All right, well, wrap it up. I got ahead of time here.
You got it. Give me a call, folks, 813-966-1052. 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, give me a call. I'll meet you for a cup of coffee and go over your insurance needs. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day, sir.
And don't forget Lunch Tuesday with the Captain. Tuesday, Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. You might find Patrick Highland there. He can also have coffee with you over there, if that's what you want, or one of those great barbecue sandwiches. Now, this final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located down there in Sarasota, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, they'll do it in the local area. They're not going to go driving all over the state. It'd be nice if they did, but they don't have that capability. And I will also tell you that you can stop by the store and see the gang there and check them out, see what they have to offer. Yeah, you order what you want to buy there. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Great people. Great people. Tell them the Captain sent you. All right. Well, that takes care of a Monday. Again, thanks to everybody over in Orlando for showing me a really good time on Saturday. Appreciate you guys and gals over there. And we appreciate everybody at the Gun Show in Largo on Sunday, too. I'll see you all tomorrow. Starting out, 0200 hours. Have a good day. Remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.